Women Worldwide with Deirdre Breckenridge introduces incredible stories shared by women across the globe who have experienced the great heights of success and, at times, the agony of defeat. With a vision to impart wisdom and advice on how to tackle barriers and soar to new heights, the show uncovers different perspectives to help you find your inner strength and to power up your own voice so you can
excel. Welcome to Women Worldwide. I'm your host, Deirdre Breckenridge, bringing you the stories of incredible women who share their knowledge and let you in on their amazing experiences, helping you to learn and grow along the way. My special guest today is Jenny Mojo. Jenny is the founder of Paper Dolls, which is a dedicated network of female entrepreneurs committed to embracing and enhancing the way professional women work individually and together. Jenny is a 20-plus year multidiscipline marketing leader. She has a passion for creating emotional consumer connections and experiences. Jenny is successful at establishing the vision and strategy that's necessary for driving marketing innovation, converting insights, and delivering audience. She's worked directly or in partnership with some of the world's leading brands, including Microsoft, Disney, Samsung, Pepsi, Farmers Insurance, Xbox, CBS, and the list goes on. That's quite an impressive list. So, Jenny, it's such a pleasure to have you on my show today. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Oh, my pleasure. So, you've worked with some of the world's leading brands, no doubt about that, and you were employed earlier in your career by Microsoft. What made you go down a different path to launch Paper Dolls?
Yeah, I mean, I think that you know, the training ground that you get at corporate, you know, in some ways it's unparalleled, and you need that expertise, and as you learn and you use it as your roadmap to your education. But where I was really getting excited and being drawn to is what I was seeing out there on two fronts. One, as a marketer, you're always looking at trends and you're looking and seeing what's going on, and I was seeing a great migration of what I call a great migration of women. And this is across the board, and I felt I was at a unique vantage point. I was seeing it amongst my corporate colleagues, you know, very successful females, you know, choosing to leave corporate, and for a variety of reasons. Everything from, you know, they made it to the C-suite and they don't want to have to relocate cities just for the next job, to, you know, I missed my kids when they were young, I want to catch this back end before they're out the door, so very personal reasons, to I cracked through where I need to crack through, and I, you know, it's not exactly what I thought it would be, so I want to do something with more meaning. So I was seeing that shift starting to happen at the corporate level, but I was also seeing it having, you know, working with millennials that worked with me, seeing what they valued and looking at how they were viewing entrepreneurialism and paving their own way and really the significance of collaborating and doing a job with meaning. And then being a mother, having friends that were, you know, if you call them mompreneurs, and watching them start businesses. So I was seeing it across, even with permalancers, even with what I call shapeshifters. I was seeing a great migration of women, and I felt that the exciting space is to be where female founders were. And that's why I opted to change course.
Yes, there is no doubt that shift started taking place. It's in full swing. I think for myself, it was the flexibility of when I was a mom and had younger kids to be able to be at a home office or be at work and even have my kids at work. And I just made it was so much easier for me. So whatever the reason, you're definitely hearing more of the mompreneurs, as you said. But I still tell young professionals who I mentor that it is really good to have that corporate experience, and that's something that they should try, and you get a great foundation of learning. So I definitely agree with you there. Back to Paper Dolls. So can you give us a visual picture of what the studio working environment looks like?
Yeah, you know, the way I look at it is if you could have that home office you always mean to get to decorate and you always want to have, but to have that away from home. So I call it your office away from home, or what we call desk suite desk. So one way to kind of envision it is if you had a beautiful boutique hotel and it paired with a Madison Avenue agency office, and they had a baby at home, that would be kind of what you'd expect to see in a paper design studio. So,
That's cool.
Yeah,
who wouldn't like that?
There. Yeah. What you enjoy when you're there is you've got amenity. The difference is you, instead of being at home and being a little bit, you know, isolated, you have a full community of entrepreneurs around you. You have a suite of amenities really accessible to you. So meaning, you know, there's a place to get your head in a blowout bar. There is a there's a juice press juicery. There's a soul cycle. You know, the idea is really to have the amenities nearby as well. So you have efficiency as well as design at your fingertips.
Oh, I love it. I think it sounds really cool. And it certainly would make everybody more productive, and having the resources close by, plus you're in this cool atmosphere, who wouldn't love it? I do remember reading that you share a common belief that women go farther when they are together. So is this something that you've experienced through all of your research and watching the trends and the shift, or is this because of the studio environment, this working environment that you have now for women?
You know, I believe everyone goes farther when they go with women, and I think, you know, certainly that's anecdotally as well as, you know, there's data to support that, from, you know, equity levels to women in the boardroom and better decision making. So I think there's that kind of common thread that I see across, you know, having women involved at all levels. But for me personally, I was really intrigued around what I call myth, you know, the show Mythbusters. You know, I was seeing almost a dichotomy of behaviors. I was either seeing one string where it was, you know, what we call the traditional alpha female, where, you know, women almost taking one another out in the workplace. And I just had an allergic reaction to that.
Yeah.
Because what I was seeing really happening was the antithesis. And we were portraying one in the media, and we were still seeing those behaviors. But where I was gravitating towards was, you know, especially in the entrepreneurial area, where women working together and doing amazing things. And I can even just tell you from my own dealings with creating the studio, with the exception of, I think, drywall and some plumbing, every single thing in that studio, because of women helping me. Everything. From design to website to social media to, you know, Nicole's PR to drapes to, you know, every single element was because women worked together to help me with it. And that's what I was really seeing out there and was energized by, and the story I want to tell in an effort to bust some myths.
That's amazing. And I can, you know, first of all, I can picture the studio in my mind, and I can see how all of this came together. So in this environment, women are helping one another, and at the same time, their businesses are probably growing and taking off. When you think about how you got to where you are, moving from, let's say, working with some of those bigger brands and getting into this environment, who helped you? Was it just the fact that you always gravitated toward women and you learned and you grew, or were there significant mentors in your life?
Yeah, I think, you know, this is one area that I think I followed a traditional path. So, you know, for me, you start with the inner family, right? So I come from, my dad's an entrepreneur. I come from a family that's, you know, highly supportive. So you start with family giving that, hey, you can do it mentality. To, you know, the next circle out layer that a lot of us develop is, you know, our friendships. And so these are your, and they still are. I mean, here today's a great example. I had to be, you know, three places at once today. And sure enough, you know, my friends are covering for me at one of those to make sure that, I nothing falls through the cracks. So it's those good friends that you have along the way that are your cheerleaders as well as your connectors. And then a lot, you know, for me was, you know, colleagues, former colleagues, along the way, people that you took time to invest in. You don't know when those dividends will, you know, pay off, but really just having great colleagues that I had the good fortune to work with. I mean, I had both male and female, some really good, strong mentors within my career, and then, you know, being able to draw upon that energy. And like I said, colleagues, people that work for you, you know, they circle back in life in different positions and different roles, and you get to, you know, experience them again. And so I think it's, you know, a combination of a variety of roles that people have played for me, and hopefully I've done the same for them, whether it's been a family member, a friend, or colleague.
Absolutely. Colleagues are so important. It's your network, and you never know where you will help someone, and later on down the road, it will come back to you in spades, as a matter of fact. So you said something that was really interesting about having to do three things at once. You must be incredibly busy as founder of the organization and entrepreneur. Do you ever get time to just turn off technology and take time for yourself? Or is that a foreign concept?
No, I think it has to be a priority. And part of this is because, you know, what I did previously, you know, working with, you know, experiential marketing or working in creative, you know, field, you can't be creative if you don't have downtime. I believe that. I think that's when, you know, just clearing the mind. So often that's why if you see in some offices, you'll go to the offices where you'll see the Nerf guns and the crazy things. And if you work with
yes.
creatives, they have to take that downtime. So I believe that it's important. Now, you know, we all have that habit of checking email too much. I think, you know, I'm guilty of that as well. But I do make it a priority because I think it's what not only refuels you, but it allows you to actually think better.
So do you feel you've found that work-life balance, and has it always been that way, or it's taken you some years to figure that out?
You know, I guess I don't use, the proverbial scale to measure where I'm going. I think it's hard. I think, you know, the idea of the scale itself is that just one always has to drop, and or you're in this tenuous, this stressful state of trying to balance. For me, I like to use, I guess, as the metaphor, the compass. The compass is my guide. So if my North Star is always going the right way, I may go slower, I may go faster, I may go different routes. But if I know my North Star is always right, then I feel I'm aligned. So I don't think of it in terms of balance. I just don't think of it in that term. I think of it in terms of, you know, am I still heading true north?
I love that, the North Star. I'm talking with my special guest, Jenny Mojo, founder of Paper Dolls, a dedicated network of women entrepreneurs. In the next segment, Jenny will discuss her thoughts on what she's learned in business that's guided her career.
You have been listening to Women Worldwide with your host, Deirdre Breckenridge. Segment 2 is coming right up.
Creating brand loyalty requires a unique blend of strategic communications and innovative technology. Pure Performance Communications works with businesses to move their audiences from interest to action, giving you a roadmap that fosters deeper engagement and forges stronger relationships along the way. Visit us at pureperformancecom.com. Thank you.
Now, back to Women Worldwide with your host, Deirdre Breckenridge.
I'm Deirdre Breckenridge, host of Women Worldwide. Welcome back to the show, where Jenny Mojo and I were just chatting about her startup, Paper Dolls, and how women go farther when they're together. So, Jenny, we've covered a lot of ground with what you've been doing with Paper Dolls and how women working together and really creating more and excelling. That has a lot of, I'm sure, goal setting and priority, the way that you work and make sure that you're following the North Star and going in the right direction, as you had mentioned before. Do you actually look to the long term, you know, as an entrepreneur? Do you see yourself where you're going to be in 5 years, and are you mapping out your goals?
Yeah, I'm one of those, again, to just kind of pull back with the compass, you know, I always have my plan for where I'm headed. But I'm also realistic to know that, you know, sometimes the detours and the changes and the movement, you're just going to have to reroute at times. But I do definitely have that North Star. And for me right now, the space that I'm very excited about is, you know, having a space where I'm, you know, really where women can work and work their way. So I call it redesigning the workplace for women. And, you know, for me, it's, you know, it's not about leaning in or cracking ceilings. It's about working our way because, you know, women I know, I mean, we've got game now, right? How to rewrite the rules and reflect our own individual realities. So, you know, what we're doing now is, you know, our lives are not linear, and neither are our careers. Right? We're leading, we're leaving, we're re-entering the workforce, we're founding companies, we're redefining. So for me, if I could have, 5 years down the road, where I'm really have created a redesigning of how work environments have moved with us to provide that flexibility and personalization and design thinking and community, you know, I'll feel very happy after those 5 years.
Oh, absolutely. And we'll all feel happier if you can do that. What do you think are some of the most important things that you learned early on in business that sort of helped you to get to where you are in your career?
I guess it's because I come from, you know, the field of marketing, but I do think that if you're paying attention, the market will give you the answers you're looking for. So if you're paying attention to cues and listening and having the conversation, so often you see technology companies that don't talk to the consumer, right? So now we all talk about, you know, talking to customers now, but that wasn't always the case. So for me, if you're going to be spot trends, or if you're going to really understand what to create next or how to make things better, I think the market will give you answers if you're paying attention. That's one thing. I think the other thing, you know, for me is and I learned this from, you know, being in sports and, you know, being a former athlete, I will take a very highly functional team, meaning a team that works well together, over a
yes.
team of individual rock stars. I think that is one of the key learnings early on for me, and I did, you know, work in sports for a while, and so I believe in highly functional teams. And then I guess the last thing for me would be really optimizing for your strengths. I think we beat ourselves up over our weaknesses, and it's great to shore those up, but I still am a firm believer in, you know, basic economics, which is optimize for your strengths and outsource a lot of the rest.
Excellent. Those are some great lessons. And, you know, the more you pay attention, the more you're going to learn. That's why I kind of wondered, with all of the women who have been around you, is there anything that stands out that you've learned from some of those women that you can pinpoint, even through their own challenges?
Yeah, you know, I inherently believe women want to help. I believe people want to help, but I believe women want to help. And part of that is helping identify how someone can help you and how you can help them. I think you talked about it a little bit earlier, but I believe flexibility is the new black. I think that's key. We, you know, women I talk to absolutely want flexibility in their lives and in their schedules. And then the last thing I learned it both by seeing ones that were making mistakes as well as ones that were giving me great counsel, and that's go all in.
Oh, I love that.
Sometimes you straddle, right? And I did this at first too. You go, oh, it's hard to give up the corporate paycheck. Should I do this? Or, you know, or maybe I'll just do it. I'll go and I'll dip my toe into it. And so what I was seeing is the ones that were falling down were just bifurcated in their goals, and they were living double lives almost in terms of what they're trying to achieve. And then the ones that went all in really, you know, inspired me to say, hey, that's what I need to do. I need to stop straddling and go all in.
Yes, when you go all in, that's your whole heart, your passion, and there's no turning back. So I love the flexibility and the go all in. I wanted to ask you about, you know, when it comes to paper dolls and getting the word out, what size of a role does social media play in the awareness and driving membership?
Yeah, you know, I think certainly going forward, and the big drivers are going to be the network itself, right? So using the members to help one another, spread the word. A lot of the offices that we're, you know, filling, it's because members, the word of mouth, the recommendation, the power of that. And, you know, certainly that's at the nexus and the core of social media and then PR. So I would say social, PR, and then live, you know, engagement are the three big levers.
And that's a powerful combination. I mean, I always think that no matter what you're doing, it should leave to the live reality, physical, in real life interaction. And social media certainly is a great way to connect, engage, build a relationship. So when you finally do meet people, you feel like you've known them for a really long time. So, well, that's good. That is a powerful combination. What about, let's talk about advice for other entrepreneurs. So you certainly, you've built up Paper Dolls. You know what it takes when it comes to founding a business and a startup. If there is an entrepreneur who's really hungry to learn and grow, and let's say they want to go all in, as we talked about before, but maybe they just don't have a lot of the resources, what would be your advice for that person?
I think absolutely ask. I think so often we forget to ask, and there are so many resources available at our fingertips. There are meetups, there are organizations, there are networking groups, there are your friends if you let them know what you're trying to find out. So for me, taking the meetings, ask. It's too easy to stay at home, I think, and, you know, be behind your computer and send out a couple emails. I just cannot say enough that there's so many things available to you if you're just out there asking, and the one conversation will lead to the next one, which will lead to the next person. So, you know, to me, that's if you don't have a lot of resources, you know, that's a great way to find out. If you need to, if it's financing that you're after, right, you got to ask the right questions, get in front of the right people who will help you shape how to make that next ask. And I think you'll be surprised at what it leads to.
Yeah, and that really does speak to even your closest inner circle. You know, whoever you rely on, who are your friends, look to your family first, because all of those folks have a network as well. And if you have a close relationship, you can always leverage that to maybe get the help of someone else, and then you're getting the word out, and you also have the people you trust and you rely on. They're speaking on your behalf, and that's the credibility factor. So I would tend to agree that ask is so important. And if you are truly an entrepreneur, then you have to learn to ask. I mean, did you feel the same way about that? That's natural for entrepreneurs?
I think you have to ask and ask often. And it's amazing, like, which questions you know, it could be everything from, how do I write a business plan, right? And you just ask somebody, and the next thing you know, you've asked that person, and they know somebody that can help you who's been through it, right? Or you could be asking of, how do you go about getting funding? And then that person says, hey, why don't you come to this networking thing where they're speaking about, you know, women getting funding? So the idea is you have to almost put it out there with those asks, and you don't know where it's going to come back from. It could be the person you've played tennis with. I'm using this as an example, right? Because I just recently had a conversation. The person you play tennis with, and you're thinking, well, you know, I don't want to talk to this person about my business. We're playing tennis, right? But you sit down, you have a conversation, and next thing you know, that person's sister, you know, runs a company that does exactly what you're looking to get help with, right? So for me, it's just asking and then being, and it's important, too, to have that just inherent nature to be reciprocal with the asks, right? How do I help you? And always be
able to
follow up.
Oh, I love that, because that's the best kind of relationship. Mutually beneficial, you're reciprocating, and you just never know. You're right. You don't know when that's going to happen, and if you don't put yourself out there, you're never going to find out. So that is excellent, excellent advice. So tell us, where can my listeners find out more about you and Paper Dolls?
We go to paperdolls.com and pull us up there, or you could always find me at Jenny Mojo on Twitter. And then, of course, we're firing up the other social channels where you could find us as well.
Excellent. Jenny, thank you so much for joining us today and for sharing your exciting adventure and journey as an entrepreneur helping women to build careers and great businesses. This has been wonderful.
Thank you so much, and I'm happy to see there's somebody out there giving, you know, female entrepreneurs a voice.
Oh, well, thank you. And I'd also like to thank everyone for tuning into Women Worldwide. I'm your host, Deirdre Breckenridge. Until we meet again for our next episode, stay focused, energized, and feeling empowered. Thank you.
You have been listening to Women Worldwide with Deirdre Breckenridge, brought to you by Pure Performance Communications on the socialnetworkstation.com. You can reach Pure Performance at www.pureperformancecom.com. Women Worldwide is produced by SNI, and the opinions of the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect those of Social Network Intermedia, LLC, or the Social Network Station.